Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
One neighbor, the next regular Sevier Video Livestock Auction coming this Thursday, September 28th, live from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting 8 a.m. Central Time with 20,500 head to sell, 4,200 yearling steers, 3,100 yearling heifers, 8,500 weaned calves, 3,600 calves on cows. If you'd like more information about when a lot will sell, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Cattle futures closed limit down in most months today. We had feeder cattle down 297 in September. That ended up being a 150.42. That was off the low a little bit, about 40 cents. So the September, which expire on Thursday, we're actually never down the limit. But October, November, January, March, April, all closing limit down. Here it actually looks like the March was only 435 lower, settling 145.95. Friday's cattle on feed and cold storage report brought a negative tone to start the day this morning. Right out of the gate, a lot of interest in selling the futures for the hedgers. So that's what kicked it off here. The cattle on feed number was 104% placed. We were looking for 102.7. Placements were 103. We were looking for 97.1. And marketed was 106, and we were looking for about 106. So, again, a pretty bearish report here coming in on this start of the week here. Live cattle down as well, down the limit. So, across the board, those markets were under quite a bit of pressure. Box beef at midday was a little bit higher. Choice was up $1.78, which was a welcome. Side at $193.38. Select was $190.29 of $1.46. The feeder cattle index, which again, September expires this Friday, was $151.44 of $33.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
A mixed trade today for grain futures. Beans were the weakest link here, down 12.5 cents. November down 13, actually at 9.71 1/4, so a disappointing day for beans. Corn was unchanged, and wheat was 3 to 4 cents higher. Cotton futures closed today up 100 in December at 69.49. We have a crop progress report this afternoon. It's expected to show on the crop condition about the same as last week, 60% good to excellent for corn, somewhere around 59, which is unchanged percent, excellent, good to excellent for soybeans. But harvest progress for corn is expected to double from last week. It's going to be 14%, or is estimated to be 14% complete. Soybeans 11%, where it was 4% last week. And then winter wheat planted was 26% expected versus 13% last week. So making good progress. A lot of outside geopolitical events happening around the world. The dollar today is up 50. The stock market is down 56 in the Dow. Most of it is North Korea saying that Trump declared war on them. And what might that bring about? Also, OPEC production cuts expected, has crude oil up $1.50 today. December crude oil is at $52.50.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.